Niao Hui is an event that dates back to ancient times when farmers would offer New Year sacrifices to their village gods. As time progressed, the event later saw marketplaces spring up with villagers peddling their wares and performers putting on shows. The temple fairs, they are known today, grew in prominence throughout the Ming and Qing dynasties from 1368 to 1911. But after the founding of the People's Republic in 1949, temple fairs disappeared. However, they began re-emerging in the 1980s. Jim Mao, an expert on traditional Chinese culture and history, says the revival of temple fairs in China began in Beijing.
我们国家举办的第一届庙会是在85年在那个地坛那边办的。这个庙会啊
The country's first official temple fair after 1949 was in 1985 at Beijing's Ditan, or Temple of the Earth. Now they are once again an important part of the Spring Festival and they continue to evolve. The carnivals in parks such as Ditan and others, with a long history, largely remain true to tradition and they evoke imperial times and folk memories.
Niao Hui has become a festival filled with food and activities that are enjoyed by every generation. Each generation remembers temple fairs differently. However, every generation views them as a joyful place to go during the spring festival.
风车转转年糕香，宝宝快来尝一尝。非常人。
Children in China have been referred to as the god of happiness.As such, during temple fairs, the gods of happiness pass lucky cards to visitors at the temple fair. Whomever receives the lucky card is considered blessed for the whole year. This is one of a number of activities children enjoy during the temple fairs.
This year, I want to blow sugar figurines when I go to temple fair.
I love temple fair because I can buy kites and candy halls.
People born in the 1940s or 50s have seen significant changes made in temple fairs through the decades. Yan Yun Xian is Lao Beijing, a term for those who were born and raised in capital city. Yan says she remembers children with red cotton padded jackets running out of their hutongs to join the temple fairs and see traditional folk art that now can rarely be seen, such as the creation of sugar figurines.
现在这庙会啊和我们小时候那庙会有很多地方都不一样了。
When I was young, there was only the Chongdian event, which was not an official temple fair, but we called it 庙会 anyway. One of the things I remember clearly is the sugar figurines that were popular in traditional stories. I really enjoyed watching and eating afterwards.
He Yunwei and Li Jin, two famous crosstalk actors, have used the creation of sugar figurines as part of their act.
画糖人的，
这见不着了。
是是是，
嗯，能看能吃。老爷爷，我想要一个金鱼儿。
不能着急，慢慢来。
哎，宝贝儿
啊，
这个金鱼儿有耳朵吗？
The two tell a funny story of a grandchild and grandfather making blow sugar figurines during the spring festival. Yan Yunxian says, while temple fairs have changed through the decades, the spirit of them hasn't. Younger generation who were born in the 80s or 90s have also come to know Miao Hui as part of the spring festival tradition. Wang Zhe recently finished her undergraduate and graduate studies in the United States. She says she's really excited to go to this year's temple fair in Beijing, as it's been a while since she's been back at this time of year.
印象中就是在国内上中学期间就是很喜欢和家人呀、过年的时候去庙会。
I remember the last time I went to a temple fair was some 6 years ago, since I always return to China during vacations. I like the traditional Beijing snacks so much. The best traditional Beijing snacks are the candied hull, the Sweden-fried flour balls, and the Beijing sausage. Although sometimes you can find these snacks in other places, they always tasted best during the temple fairs because of the atmosphere.
This year's temple fairs have different themes and have adopted today's modern entertainment trends.
For example, the Longtan Park is adding ice-related games to celebrate China's successful bid to host the Winter Olympics in 2022. And Ditan Park will put on show the connection in traditional culture and customs of Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei to help the central government's integrated development plan of the northern Chinese region. Organizers say a total of 124 temple fairs have been arranged in Beijing for this year's week-long Spring Festival holiday, with over 2.5 million visitors anticipated. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.